Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cut up here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a team of scientists currently working on a way to make the world a better place and fix the sound of a dentist's drill.
I read the headline. I didn't read the entire story.
Hey, me too.
I mean, it is what it is.
You know what? If we can dull that down, I'd love it.
Really? I'm indifferent. It's not a great sound, but like you're still putting a drill in my mouth. So now, whatever it sounds like, I'm like, that's not the part I care about.
I was at the doctor's on Wednesday, and the room beside me, they use to remove casts.
All right.
But as I'm sitting in this room, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Right. And I hear people talking. And the doctor still hasn't come in yet, so I still haven't been able to ask the question. Like, this is like 10 minutes of this. And I'm just thinking to myself, what are they doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear people talking and sound like they're like at Home Depot.
Yes. It's awful. Tell you what the sound of the dentist drill is. Motivation to not get a cavity.
It is.
It's awful.
Because that's the only sound everyone kind of freaks out about. And I'm like, there's only one reason they're doing it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah. And floss.
And floss.
Those are the sneaky ones. Brushing your teeth is one thing. The flossing gets you in the sneaky ones.
Well, they made it easier now. You know, the little handheld plastic things.
Apparently, it's contested whether or not those are a good method.
Why? I mean, you're using it the same way you use floss. Like, difference?
It does more than nothing, but it's like you should use a good caliber floss. I still use the flossing tool.
Yeah, I use the flossing tool as well, yeah. I mean, it's there, and I find that I'm more apt to use it when it's just the handheld.
Right. It's just I've been nagged my entire life. Make sure that you're flossing once a day. It's like, nah, I'm doing it. Like, make sure that you're using a good floss. Like, F off.
Now, the people that say that, are they doing it? Because you go, hey, make sure you floss every day. And I'm like, bro, I know damn well you don't. You're not wrong.
Right.
But you're not doing it either.
I can smell the chicken from here.
Right.
Damn. Also, with those little ones, it's easier, too, like right after dinner.
Yeah, just quickly.
Just get in there and get it.
Yeah.
And don't leave them on top of the bathroom sink if you use them at work.
Mm. Oh.
Every once in a while, just like, dude, I appreciate what you're doing here, but can you just put it in the trash? I see a little bit stuck to it. Like, yeah.
It turns out that couples with healthy emotional support had a lower BMI than stressful ones. What do you know? You don't stress eat when you're actually comfortable at home.
Yeah. Mm. Crazy stuff.
That's kind of how that works. You create a calm environment.
Mm-hmm.
You can relax.
You tend to be healthier overall, physically, mentally, you know.
Or you have a wife that just doesn't allow that crap. According to a new study, human hair grows through pulling and not pushing. So it is basically the quote. The way that your hair grows is that your body is pulling it out through the skin as opposed to your body pushing it out through the skin. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I don't know why we needed to know that, but now we do.
I don't think anyone needed to know, but I think someone figured it out and said, I am telling everybody.
That's right. Thick hairs are still hard to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And why do they get ingrown then?
They just didn't pull hard enough.
Yeah. You just didn't believe in yourself.
That's your problem.
Doggone it, man. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, gents. I give y'all a 5% success chance.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It is an adjective and an F word. Careful. And it describes something with a messy or dirty appearance. Anybody have any idea of the
what letter?
F. of the F word that describes something with a messy or dirty appearance.
Filthy.
Frot? Frumpy. Filthy.
Frumpy. I like them all. It's frowsy.
Frowsy?
Frowsy. Frowsy.
Mm. That sounds like a pimp from the 1970s.
Hey, y'all. They call me frowsy. Call
I've never heard that frowsy. Word in my life.
They call me frowsy.
Yes, they do.
A new survey found that 96% of new parents experience intrusive thoughts about their newborn, some of them on the dark and disturbing side.
That makes sense.
That's kind of what they were saying, is that while it is alarming at how many people experience it, 96%, it's also very, very normal to have dark thoughts about your child.
I mean, it's this new thing that's been introduced into your life, and it's not like something you just returned to Home Depot.
Right.
I mean, like, it is here. You are tired. They don't shut up. They understand nothing. All right, so I get it.
It really is the first thing that you are forced to sit there and find a way to deal with it.
And you know what? That's exactly it.
Just well, like, unless you've had a puppy.
Well, even then, you can...
They don't. When people say, this is my four-legged child, I'm like, you obviously do not have a child. You would never...
That make, puppy gets bad enough,
far, here's
you'll put
the
it up and get it out.
You'll put it up and get it out, but also, if my kid gets sick, I'm not going to go put him down.
Right.
There's no out to this, right? So I'm just like, come on, man. One who has a child says that. That is insanely, insanely
stupid.
Sometimes
kids are just weird, too.
They're all weird.
Like my buddy, you know, he's a sports guy. His kid just doesn't care. And he's just like, yeah, he's just, you know, just doesn't care about sports or anything like he grew up doing. So he's just like, it's odd sometimes. Like, I got to get
what
into...
What do you do?
Well, see, they are just their own human being. Yeah. Right? And you got to figure out a way to deal with that. Like, because you pick your spouse. You know what I mean? You pick your friend, your kid. It's like, look, man. They are your kid. You're going to love them. But nobody knows what kind of kid. Gary Ridgway's parents probably loved him.
Correct.
Right? But that's the luck of the draw they got, man.
Yeah. And kids often take the most annoying aspect of, you know,
you.
Who they're more like.
Uh-huh.
And show you that very early. Yeah. So, like, if your wife annoys you about something and your kid's doing it, you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. There it is.
Oh, no. Not two of you.
Yeah. But this one I legitimately have to deal with.
Hey,
correct.
Is there a miniature version of you running around here?
Oh, my wife's always like, they got it from you. I'm like, I know they did. I know.
Like when your kid runs around and farts everywhere?
Yeah, I actually did it the other night. God, what were we watching? Oh, we're watching Stranger Things, all right? So we finished the episode. I go into the kitchen to get something to eat. I hear my wife just yell his name. I hear him laughing. So there is a scene where, you know, like through telekinesis, whatever, they're snapping someone's bones kind of thing. So the way it was explained to me, because I didn't see it, my wife looked mildly amused but mostly unhappy. She goes, your son was reenacting the Stranger Things scene. I go, yeah. So he's like, I would have done this, cracked his arm, done this, cracked his arm. But then apparently he shifted his butt toward her and farted.
And you laugh. That's why he doesn't.
I was not. Well, yeah, she was not. But he gets it from you. I'm like, I know.
I know, because I would have done it too.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny.
It was very funny.
You should have seen what I did to the guys in the studio today. 21% of Americans get distracted multiple times an hour due to online content.
Well, sure.
And I would say I understand it, but at the same time, combat it. Do something about it. Stop.
I mean, but it's hard because most people, depending on your job, you're looking at a computer all day in some sense, pop-up ad, right? You can't even click on anything without a pop-up ad. And God forbid you're actually interested in the ads they're trying to sling your way. Because typically I'll X out of a pop-up ad, but like 2 years ago, getting ready to X out, and I'm like, ooh, tell me more, right? Like, I'm not trying to be distracted, but like, okay.
It's some of the articles that are clickbait, not even like serious stuff, but just stupid stuff. You're like, all right, I got to see what's going on here. Then it's like, that had nothing to do with the story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I will say, for me, it's Wikipedia, too.
Oh, yeah?
Like, if you look something up, and then there's a highlight, it like this thing.
Right, there's a link to take
I should learn a little more about that. Mm-hmm. I should learn a little more about that. Before you know it, it's like, I've been holding this phone for half an hour.
Why doesn't Wikipedia just call itself Wormhole?
Wormhole. Like,
you came here for one thing, but you're going to end up searching for other things because we made it easy.
Because that's a different website, boss. Wormhole.com.
Is there a wormhole.com?
I don't know.
It
just sounds like
there's got to be.
There's got to be.
I don't know. Make sure it's.
About to say, that might be on a blocker there, bud.
You're not into wormholing?
Wormhole.
We'll find out. Connecting the internet economy. Wormhole.
There's a wormhole.
Huh.
There's a wormhole.
I got into a wormhole once.
Mm. Yeah, I'll just never visit this site again.
Light cannot escape it. Neither can you. Wormhole.
It smells weird in here.
Apparently, it only takes patients 20 minutes to decide whether or not they will return to a doctor. Which
that's fair.
at the same time, isn't that kind of true of any relationship? You spend 20 minutes with somebody, you decide at that moment what kind of relationship you want to have with this person.
Sure, because I don't think you're judging their medical prowess, because we don't know.
Right.
Right. So I assume you know what you're doing. So really, it's just how do I respond to this person? I mean,
with patience. I've got one next week with a complete D-bag.
Really?
Oh, I mean, I've never met a doctor that was a D-bag before. Like, I just sat there and, like, I was just like, wow, this guy's a...
But you got to see him again.
Yeah, and he's trying to take care of me. So I got to be polite. I'm not going to be, you know, mean.
You're a D-bag.
Yeah, there was, I'm not going to tell him how
I mean, you
feel,
can change doctors. Yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah. There was one, we ended up in the ER a long while back that we didn't realize until after the fact that his drama factor was a hell of a lot higher than it needed. We need to get this fixed now. This is going to be bad. We need to do this now.
Okay.
It freaked us out. We couldn't sleep that night until we figured out, like, well, no, it's not going to happen tonight, man. Like, we've got
something. He just made it sound that way.
Right. It's like, you made it sound like I'm about to die. You
know, how the hospital works.
Right.
You need to say it after. If you'd gotten here 2 minutes
exactly.
later. Like, I expect that. Like, dude, it's a splinter on my finger.
It's that level, but now we're before it happens.
Right.
Right? If you're not in here for the next 2 minutes, it's going to happen. Like, oh, crap, dude. Son of a gun.
I think also with certain things, and I get it's how the medical field works, but I had a doctor, like, it was just like, right, I had something wrong with my shoulder, right? Tendonitis. Well, yeah. You know, we'll inject it with this, and probably a few years to get surgery. Like, I'm going to go talk to another doctor.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you can do physical therapy. It's fine now.
There you go.
Right? I did not need to start shooting injections into it.
And then
yeah, but
the
injections
later.
And surgery cost more, see?
Exactly.
Right, Jesus. And I get it, but it's right. just like, all right, dude, you're just pushing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, let's see here. A man in Louisiana couldn't pay his parking fees, and he managed to make it everyone else's problem, Miles.
How do you do that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 71-year-old Shane Geeter of Baldwin County, Georgia. Sorry, Mike, I'm going to steal some of your headline thunder here.
That's all right.
But Shane was pulled over last night around 8:30. No big deal. But he was suspected of drunk driving. And after failing the field sobriety test, it was confirmed that he was, in fact, drunk. So he was charged with DUI. And failure to drive in a single lane. I like how that's okay. What they call that. I think we can figure that one out. Anyway, his court appearance is being scheduled, but we're toasting Shane and his DUI because Shane is a DUI attorney.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just wondering. So they tell you don't represent yourself in court. If anyone is going to represent themselves in court, you would hope it would be a lawyer. So if I got a DUI, but I'm a DUI attorney, and I'm advertising to people that I can at least reduce your troubles, do I represent myself?
No.
No?
Only a fool represents himself. Lawyers have told me that.
So even, I know, I've heard that saying, but even lawyers would say even a lawyer would be a fool to represent themselves.
Correct.
Here's the difference, I think. I think he's one of those, like, the advertiser guys. So you hear his name and that part of Georgia, people go, oh, I know who he is. Wouldn't that be the chance to prove your worth? Like, hey, I got pulled over for a DUI. I represented myself and reduced whatever, you know. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just too personal. Too personal. All right. So, well, no offense. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.